And welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner talking now with three members of the Norwalk Girls Golf Team, who are...
I'm Allie Sukup. I'm a senior.
Lydia Kruger, and I'm a senior.
Addie Smith, a junior.
And you guys made history last week. First team from Norwalk to qualify for the Girls State Golf Tournament. You came close a year ago. I mean, all six of you were basically back from the year before. How good did it feel to be able to qualify and head on to state?
I mean, it feels pretty nice. We know we've been working for it this whole year, so to be able to actually accomplish it, it's very fulfilling.
Yeah, it was super fun to see all our hard work pay off, and we're super excited for the tournament.
I was really excited to just come back and play with the same team again and make history.
Coach has talked all season about how close this group is, how much you kind of root each other on and you're there for each other. Can you just kind of talk about that and the tight-knit group that you are?
Yeah, I mean, we all came back from last year, so it's really nice. I mean, band rides are always a fun thing to do. We also figured out how to build each other up on the course, where last season we kind of pushed each other down a little bit. So just keeping a high morale and high positivity on and off the course.
Yeah, like Allie said, it's really fun to have a bunch of girls who are encouraging you and supporting you. And we just have a lot of fun together, and it's a great environment.
Honestly, the team chemistry is just really great. Because we've played with each other so much, we just kind of know how each other work, like how we work on the course and off the course, and it's really fun getting to know each other.
Do you feel like that was maybe the difference this year, is that team chemistry that got you that extra step to make it to state?
I mean, I think so. That and just a lot of... We all knew we wanted it, and we all knew that it was a team effort to get there, and we knew we could make it as a team. So I think we wanted it for ourselves, but I think we equally wanted it for each other.
Yeah, I think that was a big goal that we all had, and so being so close last year really pushed us to make it happen this year.
Yeah, it was just really easy pushing each other to get better, and it was easier as a team than individually.
And you guys also were conference champions this year, won all three of the Little Hawkeye meets. How important was that to you in your list of goals for the season?
I mean, it was pretty important. It was a really big confidence booster to just know that we could do that. And I think it helped us realize that we have really good potential and we have a really good team going here.
Yeah, last year we were second in the conference, and then this year we won all three conference meets. So it was really good to just kind of have that boost going into regionals for sure.
I honestly was not thinking about it at all. I just kind of went out there and played my game, hoped that everybody else did. Conference was fun.
That's a good attitude, too. And you guys set the school record four times. I know you did it again here recently. That's kind of a cool thing to keep knocking that down. Got it down to, I think, 331 now at the regional meet. I mean, are you capable of going lower yet?
Always. I mean... The state tournament, I think we all like the course. We all are happy with it. And, I mean, it's not over till it's over.
Yeah, I think every time that we've broken the school record, like this season and last season, we kind of surprised ourselves a little bit. But it's definitely still possible.
Yeah, since my freshman year, I've been on the team. I think I've broken it. Like, our team has broken it a lot of times. And we're not going to stop now.
We're on today's Lely Radio Sports Page talking with Norwalk girls golfers Allie Sukup, Lydia Kruger, and Addie Smith as they get ready for the state tournament Thursday and Friday at Iowa City. So now you're going to go from a course that you know and love, Willow Creek, here that you've played many times, to a course that you're kind of unfamiliar with at Pleasant Valley, but you've gotten to play at least one practice round over there. What do you think of the course? How does it suit your game?
I really like it. It really makes sure you're locked in on your short game. And it helps your long, like if your long game's struggling, you can always pick it up with your short game. So I like that factor.
It's a cool course. It's definitely going to take a lot of strategy, but I think that's what makes it fun. So it'll be cool to see how our short game and our long game kind of translate.
I'd agree with Lydia. I think it's a lot of strategy. I really liked the greens. I think that they played well, very similar to Willow Creek.
And you guys have all been in that top four many times. They take the top four scores. How much does that help you guys relax out there knowing that all six of you are very capable of scoring and maybe just to free you up to take some gambles out there?
I mean, yeah, it's nice to know that, and it's a good confidence booster, but at the same time, you have to know that at any given meet, your score will count. So it's a good mix between pressure and being able to relax.
Yeah, I would agree with Allie. It's kind of like a healthy pressure. You don't have to like stress out about playing your best, but you can also... have the confidence to go for a low score.
Yeah, I would agree. I think golf is just like a very individual sport, but when you have a team backing you, it makes the sport a lot more like fun, and it's more like you're on a team than just trying to beat your own record.
So you got 18 holes on Thursday, 18 holes on Friday in Iowa City. What's your realistic goals for the team? And then for yourself, what's going to be kind of key to how you fare out there? What is going to determine how low you can shoot?
Just staying confident, staying relaxed, knowing that at the end of the day, this doesn't define your worth. And I mean, honestly, I'm just happy for us to be there. So I think the biggest thing we need to do is go have fun.
Yeah, like Alice said, just having fun. And just enjoying the moment and the experience.
I mean, you only make it to state a couple times in your life. I think everyone's just happy to be there. We're glad we made it. I think everyone just needs to remember that every stroke counts. Just be out there, play your game, don't give up.
And kind of finish it off with a fun one. This was originally going to be for all six of you, and you don't always get to see each other play, but if you could say something about another player on the team, like, I wish I could drive like this person, or I wish I could putt like this person, or I wish I had the chipping ability of this, you know, anybody on the team is fair game here, what would you say?
Okay, I'm gonna go down the line. I wish I had Addie's drives. I wish I had Lydia's approach shots, and I wish I had Ava's and Mariola's chipping.
I would agree with Ava's chipping.
Oh, I want Evelyn's approach shots too.
So a little bit of everybody out there. Yeah. Addie,
I think I just want Ava's chipping.
So everybody agrees with that one. Yeah, if everybody can get it done like that, you'll be in good shape. All right, that has been Norwalk Girls Golfers Allie Sue Cup, Lydia Kruger, and Addie Smith getting ready for the Girls State Golf Tournament later this week. Thanks, girls. Good luck.
Thank you.